If one thing over the pandemic, people have got out and really, really appreciated just how beautiful the area that we live in is, and people often reflect that we should be doing more to attract visitors. And we know now that in the near future, staycations are going to be the big thing for most people in Ireland. And there's no reason, I believe, that Pontcranna shouldn't be the top seaside town in the country for people to visit. It's a truly beautiful town. So I've written to the Chief Executive and Director of Service to ask for a meeting to see how we can greater enhance the facilities in Pontcranna. The likes of the toilet facilities there at the shorefront, I think when you look at Rathmullen or Malin Head and the top-class modern facilities that they have, there's no reason that the largest seaside town in the county shouldn't have something similar. And when you reflect back at what Pontcranna used to have, we used to have the putting greens and the likes of the diving board down in Pontcranna. We should be looking at what we can put in the shorefront to make people say that I'll go there on my holidays and I'll stay there for a week, and there's no reason we shouldn't do that.
And arguably you also have a big asset there already that can be capitalised on, the Swilly Ferry. They're taking even people from other parts of the county into Pontcranna as well.
Absolutely, it's a blessing and people love it. It really brings forward the seaside and just enjoying the coastal the town that we're in. And of course too, we'll have the Pontcranna swimming pool should be completed in the next 2 years. So in anticipation of that, we'll have a swimming pool there, we'll have the shorefront with the play park, the tennis courts down there, like obviously the coffee van, and like we can do so much more. Like, it's an absolute godsend what we have, but we should always be looking to what we can do better, and we should always be ambitious for what our town can deliver.